The total value of BC building permits bounced back in March. After trending lower over the previous 4 months, the seasonally adjusted volume of building permits increased by 36.6% in March to $2.1 billion when compared to February, moving volume closer to the 12-month average of slightly above $2 billion. The increase was strongest for non-residential permits, which increased 48.2%. Total residential permit volumes were also strong, up 30.9% in March. Despite this bump in the dollar value of permits issued, the overall trend is still tracking lower, with the 12-month trailing average declining again for the second straight month. On the non-residential side, the gains were entirely seen in total commercial permit volumes, which increased 79.7% over the previous month to $557 million. Industrial permit volumes and government permit volumes issued in March remain relatively unchanged when compared to February. Industrial permits came in at $45 million and government permits at $156 million. The increase in residential permit volumes was entirely in the multifamily space. From February to March, the dollar value of multifamily permit volumes increased by 44.9% to $1.1 billion. While this breaks the 4-month streak of lower permit volumes, this is still 3% lower than the 12-month average. On the other hand, the dollar value of single-family home permits continued the slide, down 7.1% month to month. This follows 8 straight months of permit volume values trending lower, which reflects the more immediate impacts of the downturn in underlying housing market conditions. Among the 7 listed metro areas in BC, 4 saw a higher dollar value in permit volumes issued in March. Those 4 were Vancouver, up 68.7%, Nanaimo, up 255.1%, Kamloops, up 105.2%, and Kelowna, up 20%. The 3 that saw a decrease were Chilliwack, down 34.8%, Victoria, down 22.7%, and Abbotsford Mission, down 8.1%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.